Welcome to Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth, the podcast of Plymouth United Church of Christ. I'm Pastor David, and on behalf of the members of this congregation, thank you very much for joining us. May God bless you through these words, and may you know God's love through them. Now, the podcast.
Amen. Lord, let me walk each day with thee.
Please stand and join me responsively in our call to worship. The bread of life opens our eyes.
The word of life opens our ears.
The risen one shows us God's own brokenness.
And by those wounds we are healed.
Let the peace be with you.
And also with you.
Let us worship the God of miracles, who turns brokenness into a source of healing and death into a chance for new life.
Lead me, guide me along the way, for if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me.
Tripped on the cord there, and I've got a shoe that's untied, and my microphone fell down while I was playing and tried to get everything adjusted here. It's just one of those kinds of mornings. Well, let us continue our worship with our prayer of confession, and do so knowing that we are always forgiven by God, always loved by God, that we are never left alone. And so in that spirit, let us pray together. Good and gracious God, we are creatures of dust, misunderstanding your life, death, and resurrection among us. Though we believe you were raised up from the tomb, we are hesitant to believe that you desire to raise us up out of ours. We run to our safe spaces, forgetting that you are with us in the difficult times. We seek your word that we may live with the faith of Jesus and faith in Jesus' promise to be with us always. We ask this as your own children, holy and incomplete. Forgive us and lead us. Amen. God's promises are sure. Your sins are forgiven.
You are forgiven.
And may the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Take a moment and share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
The one who says, peace be with you, and who says, do not fear, for I am with you always. So peace be with you this day, just as we have passed the peace here with one another. Peace be with you. Because with God there is nothing to fear, and there is no reason to hide or to run away. So welcome. Welcome to Plymouth United Church of Christ. I'm Pastor David. Good to have all of us here together this morning to worship and to praise. Good to come together again as the Plymouth family here. We got Wednesday, Lynn and I were worshiping over at Heatherwood, led worship there. That was a lot of fun. So thank you, Lynn, for joining in on that over there representing Plymouth at Heatherwood. I probably most of us know or saw something different out here. We do have a thrift sale and bake sale coming up this Saturday. So anything to add? You want to say on that?
A lot of stuff.
All right.
Hopefully marked and no electronics.
All right, yes. Bring everything in marked and no electronics. What about like appliances? Small, like a toaster oven,
yes,
anything?
Yes.
Okay. It's just more no computers, no TVs. Okay, no microwaves either. Yeah.
Some of those things cost us money to build, but we don't sell.
Yeah. Okay.
What about a digital camera?
Sure.
Okay. Absolutely. It's taken up from
my area. Yeah, that might be current enough technology that it would go. All right. And then the bake sale also as well, so please bring in your baked goods on that, and there's a sign-up sheet like out there for help, and I assume help after worship today?
Yeah, we have the garage to unload, and I've got a van full to unload.
Okay, excellent. An opportunity to serve your church by staying after worship to help bring things in and organize things. Is anything else need to go over in the life of the congregation?
We're just bringing
it. Oh, not organizing it, just bringing it. Okay. Very good. Let the professionals do the organizing. Very good. All right. Anything else need to go over? All right. Well, we are continuing our series today on the roadblocks of life that we're talking about here, the 4 weeks of April, the stones that get in front of us on our journey and our faith path, the stones rolled in front of our tombs, whatever it is that gets in our way. And last week we talked about self-doubt, and today we're talking about kind of running away, hiding. We have the story of two of the disciples that left Jerusalem on Easter Sunday. They hadn't heard yet about Jesus's resurrection. They run away, they go to Emmaus. And so as we talk about that, I want you to think about you're talking about this desire to want to run away or hide from our problems. Think about when have you run away? What have you run away from? What have you avoided? And how did that go for you to run away and to hide from it? Think about that. And Lynn has we have a new centering song that Lynn taught us last Sunday. We can't print the music for it, so Lynn will lead us a pretty easy melody, though, and those of you that were here last week can help out, help lead those who haven't heard it before. So, Lynn?
So, I'm going to play it. I'll always play it first, and then get the melody in your head, and we'll sing it a couple of times. Come touch us in the moments we are fragile, and in our weakness your great strength reveal, that we may rise to follow and to serve. Steady now our nerve, come touch and bless our wills. Come touch us in the moments we are fragile, and in our weakness your great strength reveal, that we may rise to follow and to serve. Steady now our nerve, come touch and bless our wills.
Hear now part of the story of our church as told by the third chapter of Acts. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wander at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or pity we made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, who you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One, and asked to have a murderer given to you, and killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name, and his name itself has been made strong, whom you see and know. The faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health and presence in all of you. And now, friends, I know that you have acted in ignorance, as did your rulers. In this way, God has fulfilled what he has foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out." And please join me responsively in Psalm 4. "Answer me when I call, O God of my right.
You gave me room when I was in distress.
Be gracious to me and hear my prayer.
How long, you people, shall my honor suffer shame?
How long will you love in vain words and seek after lies?
But know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him.
When you are disturbed, do not sin. Ponder it on your beds and be silent.
Offer my sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord.
There are many who say, oh, that we might see some good.
Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord.
You have put gladness in my heart more than when their grain and wine abound.
I will both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me lie down safe."
Thank you, gents. Our gospel lesson is from Gospel of Luke. This is a story that takes place on Easter Day, the day that Jesus rose from the tomb. And I'm going to go closer to the beginning of the chapter, more text than you have in the bulletin. So I'm going to start in the 13th verse of this, just so we get this whole story of the disciples that decide to go to the village called Emmaus. And so hear now and listen for how God is speaking to you through these words of Luke's gospel. Now on that same day, that being Easter, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. And while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" And they replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. And some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then Jesus said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" And then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. And as they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." And so Jesus went in to stay with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" And that same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. And then we continue with what's in the bulletin if you want to follow along. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. And he said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands, look at my feet, see that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Here ends the reading. And thanks be to God. Calgon, take me away. Remember that old commercial? Calgon, take me away. Old advertising slogan that come home at the end of a hard day. Kick off your shoes and just say, "Calgon, take me away." Slip into a bubble bath to escape the pain of the day. I remember one commercial was kind of a frazzled woman in the kitchen trying to get dinner ready and prepared, and there's children running around, and the phone rings, and she grabs for the phone, and while she does, the cord knocks a plant off the
countertop, and she goes, screams, Kelgan, take me away. Help me to escape the suffering. Let me escape the craziness. Take me to a nice, comfortable, safe place for a while so that all can be right in the world, at least in my world. So all can be right in my world now that I have a bubble bath. It's a nice way to end a cruddy day. A nice, relaxing bubble bath, maybe a cup of tea, put on the slippers, maybe even be pampered by someone. When you're done, go out in the living room and just watch the most meaningless drivel on TV that doesn't challenge the mind at all. Or grab one of those trashy novels and just escape. Escape from the pain of the day. A nice escape from the unwashed masses, the problems, the moron co-workers, the idiots at school, the boss that's riding you too hard, the decision that's maybe too difficult, it's been looming in your life, you know it has to be made, you don't want to make it, or the issue that's looming large in your life, Kelgan, take me away. Help me to escape. Help me to run away. Of course, the problems of the world are still there. The problems of your life are still there. Although I will say, it's a good spiritual discipline to take a break. Don't be afraid to take a break. We have a commandment from God to take a Sabbath day. It's important. Good for our spiritual and our mental health, and it's helpful in the midst of stress to take a little break. Go for a walk, or take that bubble bath. Go get a massage, go work out, go have lunch with a friend, whatever it is, to disengage for a moment and think about it. You might find a solution while you're not thinking, or if nothing else, you have a moment to rest, to contemplate. But none of those things fix the problem. None of those get you around the roadblock, whatever it is that's in front of you. Whatever it is that's keeping you from fully being on your journey and living as fully as you should. That's what we're talking about this month, is what about these roadblocks? And there is some time when we face those roadblocks, a temptation to want to just run away, pretend it's not there, or just not engage with it, to think if we ignore it long enough, it will disappear. There's a difference between taking a break and running away. Our escapism can go too far sometimes. It can go too far, and it's not healthy. Or sometimes the way that we try to escape can also be unhealthy. Say, alcohol, take me away. Drugs, take me away. Car, take me away. To literally run away. To just pack up and leave and run away. Go join the Foreign Legion or whatever it is. Say, hat, hang yourself up and take me away. Or imagination, take me away to my safe place of pretend and denial, which may be comfortable for a while, but doesn't solve the problem. Running away is not a solution. And there is in the disciples here that we read about some running away. Running away to Emmaus, leaving all the pain of Jerusalem behind, all the things that had happened in the last few days, watching their friend Jesus suffer, be crucified, died, put into the tomb, even though they've heard the words that Jesus has risen. They don't know for sure. And there is this running away, a fear response, and it's perfectly natural, perfectly normal. I imagine we've all tried to run away from our fears or anxieties or struggles at some point. It's a human thing to do. It's partly who we are. Maybe pretending to be sick so we don't have to take the test at school that day. Or pretending to be sick so we don't have to give the big project presentation at work. Or face our boss to say that it's not done yet, even though it's supposed to be. Or to quit something simply because we fear failure or the difficulty of going forward. Lying to a friend because you don't want to just tell them the truth. easy to avoid the issues, even avoiding really big issues. I've known people, I have people in my family that know they're sick, there's something wrong, they're in pain, but they won't go to the doctor because they fear finding out what it is. They don't want to hear it's cancer or it's diabetes or it's Parkinson's or whatever it is that they fear hearing, or the people that have tooth pain. They've had tooth pain for days and it's constant 24/7 tooth pain, but won't go to the dentist because they're afraid of the pain. I say, well, you're in pain already. If you go to the dentist, he or she will fix it. It will go away. By not facing it, it gets worse. To run away to Emmaus is a temptation. But Jesus says, we read it last week, we read it today, Jesus says, peace be with you. He shows up to the disciples and says, peace be with you. It's a way of saying, don't be afraid. And also, Jesus calls you by name. Jesus knows you. Jesus is with you. Jesus loves you. And Jesus promised to stand with you and to be with you always. That's the Easter promise of life and hope. That Jesus is always with us. Even if you don't recognize that Jesus is there, like these disciples did not recognize him until he broke the bread, or Mary Magdalene that we read about on Easter morning, she goes to the tomb and there's a guy there that she thinks is the gardener, until he says her name, Mary. And then she realizes it's Jesus. Even if you don't recognize that Jesus is there with you, Jesus is. Jesus is. We don't need to run away from the roadblocks of life, and we shouldn't. We can face them, for Jesus is with us. These disciples running to Emmaus have left the path that Jesus put in front of them to continue the story, to be disciples, to continue Jesus' message. Going to Emmaus was not part of that plan, but they go there. And notice that even though they have strayed from Jesus' path, he goes to be with them. He follows them. He goes where they are. Even if it's not the place that Jesus would want them to be, he goes to them, he finds them, and he walks with them for a long time. He doesn't criticize them or yell at them. He just walks with them, talks with them, is present with them. He meets them where they are, and he walks with them. And same with us. Just because we may leave Jesus' path, just may leave the path, doesn't mean that Jesus leaves us. There's always room for redemption, and so Jesus is always going where we are, meeting us where we are, trying to lead us back, guide us back, to get us back on the right path. But even though we leave the path, that doesn't mean that Jesus leaves us. And so when we have something difficult in life to face, or a big change in life, whatever that might be, marriage, going off to college, facing an illness, having to tell someone that your relationship is toxic, having to deliver bad news to someone, going on after a death, or in our older age, facing that decision that we may all have to face someday about, do we stay in our home, do we go to assisted living, do we do something else? We're faced with a lot of these big decisions. Or think of the church. Church having to face this reality and come into the 21st century and meet our culture where it is. We have been kind of hiding and pretending for 40, 50 years that everything is okay, even as church membership in this country has gone down and the relevance of the gospel has gone down to people. Can't run away from that reality anymore. Need to face it and move forward and trust that the Spirit is with us. Trust that Jesus is with us. Stay true to the gospel and not fall back to those comfortable systems or those comfortable places, but to face the roadblocks, the stones that are placed before us. and to know that when they are before us, they don't come from God. God doesn't set barriers or roadblocks in front of us. God does not cause the suffering or the pain. That's just part and parcel of being alive, of being human beings. I don't think that God puts things in front of us just to test our faith or to make us stronger or whatever. But I do think when those roadblocks happen, God is with us and God wants to journey with us to get around those roadblocks, to remove them from our lives so that we may know joy of living, the joy of Easter life and of hope. You know, so God is there. Jesus is there to help us around these stones that get in our lives so we don't have to run away. But trust that Jesus is there with a lever and a fulcrum to move it out of the way or to blast it with God power or whatever might happen to get that stone out of the way from our lives. I read recently, I came across this last week, that often, you know, when we see these roadblocks, we're hit with fear. Can I get around it? How can I get around it? Is it worth getting around it? It seems like fear is often a big part of that. And I read last week, I was looking around on the internet and came around a page that said FEAR, F-E-A-R. Think of that as acronyms. Fear is simply forgetting that everything is all right. Which doesn't mean that there's no suffering, no pain, but that God holds everything. That God holds the world in God's hands, God holds us in hands of love and grace, that God is suffering. Not to pretend that there's no evil or pain or bad things in the world or even in our lives, but to remember that God is there. Fear is forgetting that everything is all right. God's love and grace and the Holy Spirit can overcome all of these, at least these fear barriers. So we don't need to run away or to refuse to see the truth of the world around us. God has our back. God is with you. God is present with you. Jesus is walking with you. I a couple of phrases in the scripture passage from today that I really resonate with and think are just wonderful. It's when Jesus comes back to see the disciples and comes to the room where they are. First thing he says, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And then he says this so wonderfully human thing. Do you have anything to eat? I'm hungry. So human. The human Jesus here. Peace be with you. Do you have something to eat? It's so normal. Kind of saying, don't run away. Don't be afraid. And let's go through the normality of the day. Let's have a meal. Let's take a break. Don't be afraid. It's all going to work out. And I also like what the scripture says here about the disciples. I don't know if you caught that or not, but it says about the disciples, while in their joy they were disbelieving. This mix of joy. Jesus is risen, Jesus is back, Jesus is right here in front of us, and yet also some disbelief. Can this really be true? Can this happen? It looks like Jesus, it sounds like Jesus, but we're not used to people coming back to life. Can it really be Jesus? While in their joy, they were disbelieving and wondering, can this be real? And maybe that's the place that many of us live in. Joy at Jesus, maybe not sure if it's true. Is he really with us? Is it all true? I don't know. It kind of feels like it. I've had these experiences, I think, of the divine, but yet it seems so unbelievable. We have the bread and the wine, but yet, I wonder. And yet, there he is. And I'm pretty sure I've heard him call my name. Maybe you're pretty sure you felt Jesus' presence. Come to me, he says. Come and follow me. And if we don't, then Jesus comes to us. That's a promise. That's a guarantee. Jesus comes to us. So don't run away from problems. But I think Jesus says, if you do decide to run away, I'll follow you. I'll go with you. Even if you are running away, I will follow. I will not leave you alone. I will meet you on whatever road you take, and I will stay with you until you're ready to come back. And when you come back, I will also still be with you. There is no being left alone. I will follow you wherever you go, even as you try to follow me. And to know that whatever pain there might be, whatever roadblock may be in our path, we can get beyond it. At some point, it will be over. That's kind of the thought that often took me through finals in seminary. The pain will be over. Come hell or high water, pass or fail, in 2 hours the test is over, I'm done. Or the first time I had a root canal, I was very nervous. I thought, all right, whatever happens, in 1 hour, it's over. It's done. All I have to do is get through this hour or this 45 minutes, whatever it's going to take. It's not a forever thing. And Jesus, God is with you. I've been giving you things to do the past couple of weeks during the week that we're apart. And last week I gave you we handed out some prayer cards. We talked about self-doubt. I handed out these prayer cards with a nice prayer to say when you're feeling doubt. And there's some more in the back table if you didn't get one. And we'll offer time during the prayers today if you want. I said that you could bring the cards back and put them on the table as an offering to God to let all your doubts go and give that to God. So we can do that during the prayer. But then this week, I give you an assignment, a challenge, whatever, that whenever you feel these moments of hesitation, of maybe you don't want to face the dilemma or the decision, that you have this feeling of wanting to run away, whatever it might be, think about this week. And try to be aware of those moments when you maybe want to avoid action or not do something. Whether it's, I don't want to respond to this email, or I don't want to make that phone call. Think about why. What's going on? What do I really fear about what's going on? Maybe you have an exam this week, eye exam, doctor exam, something. And if there's fear, it makes you hesitate. Think about, what is it that you fear? Or why do I hesitate to say whatever it is that I really need to say to my spouse or to a child or to a parent, to a friend, to a boss, to someone in my life? Why do I fear to extend this invitation? What decision have I been putting off? When you have those moments, times that you feel yourself wanting to avoid something, think about it. Take a moment to think about it. Say a prayer to God about it. And maybe even let Calgon take you away for a moment. Go take a walk. Or have a cup of tea or sit down and meditate. Whatever it is, to just think about it and regroup yourself and try to connect with Jesus and to feel Jesus' presence with you. And ask Jesus to be with you as you get ready to face whatever it is and to confront it. Don't run away, but maybe find Jesus' help in getting through it and see how that goes for you this week. See if that makes a difference in your life and how your days go forward. And remember that Jesus is with you. He rose from the dead for you because of his love. Doesn't want you to live in suffering. Remember that Jesus is with you and face your moment. Go through your roadblock, trusting these words from Jesus who says, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Amen. Thank you.
everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessed peace with my Savior near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
It's time for our offering to continue to worship God with our gifts. And just a couple things to say before we go. The Northwest Association annual meeting was last weekend, and while there, we got a big thank you for our OCWM giving, our church's wider mission. This is the church that, or the money that helps support the denomination, our camps, the missionary work that we do around the world, disaster relief, all of that. And you do have an envelope in your envelopes for, or you have an envelope in your bulletin, there we are, for that offering here today. And then we also got another big thank you for giving to all five of the special offerings of the United Church of Christ. So thank you all for your generosity and your gifts. And now our morning offering will be received.
Lord God, we are. offer to you only a portion of what you have given us. All that we have is from your creative hand. All that we can give away, we do through Jesus' love. All our renewal comes from the Holy Spirit's wisdom. Deal graciously with these gifts so that others may have joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Time for us to pray here, but
I did hand out these green cards to those of you that were here last week with these prayers about self-doubt, and said that we would have a time this Sunday if you want to. I want to give up those self-doubts, whatever they were, offer them to God. I think during the joy and concern time here, as I start to take your prayer request, if you have one of these and you want to give it up, come up during the joys and concerns. There's a little stone here with the word love written on it that someone made, and I think we just put the card right on that. And if you would still like to have a copy of the prayer, there are more as well in back, but I invite any of you to do that. Did any of you have a chance to say any of those prayers this week from this card about our self-doubt in those moments of self-doubt? All right, well, I challenge you. In the coming weeks, if you do want to keep that with you, say those prayers. I did that a number of times this week, and I found it actually quite helpful to remember the past successes, remember the people in my life who want me to succeed, who want me to go on, and who inspire me, and all of the good things in my life. Just a good reminder that we are blessed in many ways, and we are God's people. And as we take the joys and concerns, I do want to say we've one big joy that someone donated a van to our street ministry. So street ministry has a new van to us. It's an older van, but a new van to us, so we want to give thanks for that gift. We also want to keep in prayers, please, Vivian Waltmeyer. She is at Severson now, not in particularly good health. Keep her in your prayers, and Dick Waltmeyer, her husband, is getting rid of their condo so that he can move into I'm not sure if it's going to be an assisted living or a senior care place, but he is faced with this decision of having to move. So pray for them and for Nancy and family as well. And I also would ask for prayers for someone who was important in my life, Ann Griffiths. She was my Sunday school teacher when I was a kid, and we played handbells together as I grew up, and she was always very supportive of who I am and so supportive of a great many people. And she died a couple of weeks ago and had her funeral yesterday. It was a very beautiful funeral with lots of music. So I want to pray for Ann Griffiths. Any other joys or concerns this morning? Christian? Yes, it is good to have you back. Oh.
Okay. What's your mom's name?
Jill.
Jill. Okay.
The other one is my grandmother, Joan.
Ooh. Okay. That's Joan?
Yeah.
You said Alzheimer's and emphysema.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. And good luck to your mom on quitting smoking. All right. Thirds of the charm. Kathy? Okay. All right. Ooh, okay. Your neighbor Dan took away in an ambulance, and then your granddaughter Autumn continued health issues. George.
People in our street ministry, really. One of them has a big struggle with alcohol and the nicest guy you'd ever meet. Sober and habit of breaking down and doing violence.
Hmm.
Two others, one man who's schizophrenic, severely beat up.
Very good. Thank you. Charlene?
My friend Joey's been in and out of the hospital.
Okay. Your friend Joni?
Joni.
Joni, okay. Medical issues in and out of hospital? Excuse me.
David, I have one.
Oh, Lynn.
I'd like to offer prayers to the family of David Duex. I have a little connection with that family because his wife was my voice teacher. And I knew both David and Kathy, and the entire Eau Claire community mourns his loss because of the leadership he offered to our city and the person that he was.
Very good. Any other joys or concerns? Well, let us be together in prayer. Holy and good God, you are a God of surprises. Even when we thought Jesus was dead, you were working miracles through him to raise him up from death, to bring him back among us, and for him to lift us up also with him, that we may know new life, new hope, fullness of living. And may your Spirit be with us always, that we may come closer to you, feel more connected to you, and to follow more closely your path of discipleship, your path of love. And that whenever we run away, whenever we stray, you always come to us. Come to where we are. Meet us where we are, and we give you thanks for that. And help us always to remember that you are indeed with us through all travails and tribulations. Help us not to run away, not to avoid the difficult parts of our lives, but to go through them with you, to trust in your presence and your grace. And if we do decide to run away or to avoid, help us to know that you have come along with us wherever we are. And we ask this not just for our own personal lives, but for all those who are close to us, all the people of your world, that all may know the hope of resurrection life, that all may know the fullness of life that you want for all your people. And we pray this as well for your church, here and around the world. Pray that you continue to build the church and that we continue to see the mission opportunities of today and go toward them instead of toward the comfortable ways that worked so well for us at one time, but not so well today. Help us to see the path that you are calling us on. We pray to you in thanks and joy for all the blessings, all that is good in our life, and especially we give you thanks for the new van for our street ministry and the ways that that will help us to touch more lives in good ways and to spread the word of your love. And we give you thanks that Christian is back with us this morning. And we pray also for all the places in the world where there is darkness and sickness, places ravaged by war, people who suffer from slavery, human trafficking, those who are in want of water and food or medical care. And we pray for those among us who suffer and need your healing touch, for Vivian at Severson and for Dick
facing a big life decision to move, to give up his home. And we pray for Nancy and her family as they help them, help their parents through their journey. We pray for Ann Griffiths and her family who mourn her death. We pray for Jill, who is trying to quit smoking, that she be successful, that you help her to be successful. And pray for Joan, who suffers from Alzheimer's and emphysema, that your love and your comfort be with her and her family. For Autumn and her health issues, we pray that they end soon, that she may enjoy the life of a child that she deserves. And we pray for Dan. We do not know what is wrong with him, but we trust that you do. For Dan, who went away in an ambulance, whatever ails him, pray that you be with him. And for all that we serve on the street, whose names you know, and pray for the one with problem with alcohol who is having a court hearing tomorrow. We pray for the one who is schizophrenic, and we pray for the one that he beat up. We pray also for friend Joni and her medical issues, that she be under good and loving care. And we lift up also family of David Duax as they mourn his death and his loss, all his family and his friends. And lastly, Holy One, we offer you our silent prayers, the prayers we are afraid to say out loud or cannot find the words to speak. Hear us in our silence. We lift up all these prayers to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, who calls us by name, who taught us how to live, and who asks us to follow. And whenever we don't follow so well, we know that he comes to us wherever we are, and who also taught us to pray to you, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our closing hymn, I Has Not Seen, has a part for you, and then there's a part for me that's not printed. So you just have to do the part for you. And we have done this. I'm not sure how long ago it was, but we have done it. So I'll just play through your part, and you just kind of listen, and then we'll sing it together. And I'll go on with the verses, and we always come back and sing this again. Pastor David and I, when we were doing worship planning, we just looked at the words of this, and knowing what he was going to use for his message today, we just felt this was an extremely appropriate song to end worship with today. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has ready for those who love Him. Spirit of love, come give us the mind of Jesus. Teach us the wisdom of God. We're going to do that again. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has ready for those who love Him. Spirit of love, come give us the mind of Jesus. Teach us the wisdom of God. When pain and sorrow weigh us down, be near to us, O Lord. Forgive the weakness of our faith and bear us up within your peaceful word. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has ready for those who love Him. Spirit of love, come give us the mind of Jesus. Teach us the wisdom of God. Our lives are but a single breath. We flower and we fade. For yet all our days are in your hands. So we return in love what love has made. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has ready for those who love Him. Spirit of love, come give us the mind of Jesus. Teach us the wisdom of God. To those who see with eyes of faith, the Lord is ever near, reflected in the faces of all the poor and lowly of the world. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has ready for those who love Him. Spirit of love, come give us the mind of Jesus. Teach us the wisdom of God.
Come, stand by me. All right. Let us join together in the benediction. The word of God assures us what we will be has not yet been revealed.
Live, therefore, with hope.
Share your joy, withhold your anger, shed your disappointments, and turn to all people with gentleness. The Lord bless you and keep you, shine upon you with grace and mercy, and give you what is needed for each new day. Amen. Amen.
Wherever you go, God is with you. Wherever you go, God is there. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you are here. in God's care. Wherever we go, God is with us. Wherever we go, God is there. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we are in God's care.
And that is the good news for this day and for all days. Thank you again for listening to the Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth podcast. If you are in the Eau Claire area, we especially invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. And I invite you also to check out our website at pcucc.com for upcoming events and special worship services. From Plymouth United Church of Christ, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, this is Pastor David. Thank you for spending this time with us. May God bless you.